The record-breaking Hawks are flying high. Sunday night, they face off against division rival St. Louis. Blackhawks Blues, Sunday at 6 on WGN-TV. I want to again thank Chicago Scanner for helping us out earlier when we were wondering what was going on Michigan Avenue. I have a request for you, Craig. I think tonight, we're all feeling a little, it's, you know, the end of the week, we're a little bit tired. I think we're going to do a low-key what we meant to get to. I'm gonna go ahead and say that all of us just sort of, I think we're going to do it from their chairs tonight.
Oh, my God, that sounds nice.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You did a lot of stair climbing you didn't expect to do this week.
Yeah.
So did I.
Not that I dislike the dancing, but we've been doing it every night for...
Like all out for a while. I think tonight we're going to go a little
cool.
Low. We've eaten a lot of heavy food from Peace and from Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Yep.
By the way, thank you. They forgot to mention, and we forgot to ask about the two growlers they brought, a lovely pale ale and their dark Weiss beer, which are both delicious. And they have their own microbrewery right there at Peace in Wicker Park. And again, they're doing a mashup. They're doing a collaboration, the fried chicken pizza at Peace Pizza, and they're contributing the proceeds from that to pilotschef.org and helping kids learn about nutrition in schools. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a movie coming out that children shouldn't go to. They won't learn anything about nutrition, but they might learn some naughty words. Deadpool has stirred some controversy lately.
Yeah.
What's going on, Elliot?
Deadpool, based on a comic book by the same name, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Hello.
Yeah. I think, quite frankly, this is probably a role that he was meant to play. He...
I mean, not Green Lantern. That was just sad. That was just a sad incarnation of that.
I agree.
Swing and a miss.
Whiff. I felt the wind from here.
Yeah.
But he's played Deadpool once before. He played Deadpool
in
the Wolverine Origin movie. And it was ridiculous in that at the end of the film, they sewed Deadpool's mouth closed.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
That was the only thing ridiculous about it. Okay, no, wait, sorry.
You're right. There's a lot of other stuff. But, you know.
That was one of the things.
It just showed how much they didn't know that character when they were making that movie. So now, Ryan Reynolds is revisiting the character in the costume from the comic book. The trailers.
I like the costume.
Yeah, I'm sure. But Ryan Reynolds is.
And without the costume.
Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some butt action, too. You'll see some backwards stuff.
No, that was the last segment. That should be the name of the category. That's so much easier to say than what
butt
it's
action.
Actually, than what it's actually called. What?
That's great.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, come on. Who's going to win the butt action award? Going to keep saying it.
That's better than the booty. All right.
We're talking about Deadpool.
Deadpool, yes.
There's something about that.
Well,
and the movie,
accurately enough, it actually has some issues when it comes to its rating.
Its rating, yes, because it's going to be very violent, graphically violent, as well as there's going to be quite a bit of language, salty, salty language in it. A lot of naughty words. And there are two things going on right now. You have this segment of fanboys who are delighting in that the comic book is going to be exactly as... I mean, the movie is going to be exactly like the comic book because Deadpool is a foul-mouthed, violent character in the comics. And then you have the other side of fans and especially parents who are like, wow... It would be nice if I could take my kids to see this movie, but because it's R-rated, I'm not going to be able to take any kids to it. And Grace Randolph, who's formerly the media person for Marvel, now doing her own thing, started a petition asking for Marvel to release a PG-13 cut of the movie so that her 8-year-old can see it, which still not quite. But anyway,
she's not quite getting what 13 means.
Right, PG-13.
It's 5 years from now.
Which got a whole lot of ire from...
Her request?
Yes.
Her petition?
Okay. Yeah, there were folks who were for it, but there were even...
I'm sure they were kind about it, too. I'm sure
especially when a woman
says polite about
something.
It. Dear lady, you are mistaken if you think that things should be changed according to your
wishes.
Well,
I respect your opinion quite a bit. I must defer.
Exactly. I'm sure it's exactly how that looked. Yeah.
They were using Deadpool language, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's funny that...
I think that's how we... You know what? I'm going to require anybody who has something mean to say, you have to use Victorian English or like in the style of a Civil War soldier. If you really want to be insulting, you can only do it in Charles Dickinson type language.
Can people spell trollop is my question.
Exactly.
You're going to be hearing that quite a bit from some sects.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. But I just find it funny because I've read the Deadpool comics. I've read quite a few Deadpool comics myself. And they're not R-rated books. I mean, there was a small segment. They had what was called the Marvel Max series, where these were books that were written more for adults.
Okay.
But that's a very small number of books.
So why is Marvel doing an R version of Deadpool?
Well, if you read like the Deadpool comics, there's a certain run where when Deadpool does swear quite a bit, but it's like in comic books they make the cuss words the different symbols that are supposed to replace an actual swear word. It's like the equivalent of bleeping,
right?
Something on
right.
The air.
You use ampersand hashtag,
yeah. Right.
Exclamation point, right?
And I'm going. That would be hilarious if they did that in a movie. To me, sometimes when they bleep out the word, it's funnier for me. I especially like.
Does that ever happen in the theaters?
No,
ever
theaters. No.
There was a Christian Slater movie, and I don't remember the name of it, but they tried using sound effects in place of almost like cartoon sounding. I can't remember the name of it. Someone can text us or call us or remind us what it was. But there was an attempt to do this in a movie years and years ago. And it wasn't pulled off artfully. So I don't know if it could be done, especially because I think that superhero movies have gone sort of a dark tone, right? They would almost seem a little goofy.
Yeah.
Slapsticky almost.
Well, they've gotten pretty dark, and it seems I myself am starting to get a little bit weary of that, you know, because that's reflective of what happened in comic books in the 90s.
Right.
Everything got grim and dark, and you couldn't. I'm sounding like the old get off my lawn kind of guy, but you couldn't have like the younger audience couldn't read those books.
Right.
I grew up in comics that were pretty much all ages, but they were written for really all ages. I'm reading comics 6, 7, 8 that I knew folks twice my age were also reading and also enjoying.
Right.
So if you want to write a really good book, you can make it accessible to everyone.
Right. Especially if the intent is to get as many eyeballs on your film or your book or your comic book.
Right. Yeah, especially a comic book movie where and Marvel's been doing such a great job with making these movies for, big events that families want to bring everyone to.
They call the Avenger movies a tentpole movie, which means that it covers everybody, young and old, male and female. It's a tentpole movie, and it sounds like Deadpool won't be that.
Well, but isn't that good a little bit because of how many superhero movies are getting put out there that we're going to have a different style, a different spice superhero movie
right.
out in the world?
Like Jessica Jones is that.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is definitely that.
Yeah.
If you keep making PG-13, friendly for everyone superhero movies, eventually, if not already, it's going to get a bit old.
Right, so it's a different way to tell the
story.
Yeah,
it's adding a new element, and certainly one that within the context of this specific comic book, well, maybe the words aren't actually written out, this certainly is the character. He is definitely a foul-mouthed, person, so that is true to the character, mm-hmm. for sure.
Interesting.
Well, Deadpool, I mean, we call it a superhero movie, but if you've been reading Deadpool for as long as I might have, he's not really a nice guy. He's really kind of a – you wouldn't want to be friends with this dude. He's a really terrible person. So I'm probably more worried, again, like with many of these characters that we glorify, the Freddy Kruegers and the Jasons and all that, that people get obsessed with around Halloween. I want to be the serial killer. I'm not saying Deadpool's a serial killer or anything, but he's a pretty violent dude who does some bad, bad stuff that – maybe in the end, it's not a bad idea that the kids can't go see this movie because I don't know if I want them to be influenced by that. Although, again, and Deadpool has appeared in the cartoon series, the Marvel cartoons, like Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I want to say he appeared in the Avengers cartoon as well. So younger children are familiar with the character. There are a lot of kids who are I have a friend of mine, John Clark, whose son loves Deadpool. And when they went to go see The Force Awakens, the Deadpool trailer ran, and his son went, "Yay, this is great. Finally, Deadpool, we're going to see it." And John turned to him and goes, "Sorry, buddy, R-rating, you're not going to get to see it."
Oh, wow.
And apparently his son used some R-rated words.
And won't Deadpool, along with 10 billion other Marvel characters, be in the Gauntlet film?
You mean the Infinity Gauntlet? No.
Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, Deadpool is part of the X-Men franchise, which is owned by Fox, so it's not under the Disney umbrella, so they won't appear in any of the Avenger movies. Definitely Deadpool might make it into one of the X-Men movies, though.
But see, but now we're getting reports that Sony is going to let Spider-Man come into Infinity
War. That's because, and Elliot probably backed me up on this, the Spider-Man movies were getting terrible.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Tobey Maguire, where are you when we need you?
Yeah, those. I mean, Sony had no other choice, and now connecting the two dots, they're probably going to get a lot more people getting into the Spider-Man solo movies because he was in the Avenger movies.
Gotcha.
Interesting. Okay. When does Deadpool come out?
Comes out next month, out in February.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. And there's a and when's the next Captain America's over the summer?
Captain America comes out in May, my birthday actually, May 6th.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Captain America's
somewhere. And they're reintroducing, they're giving him the uniform back in the comics?
They're
bringing him back.
Because for the longest time, not the longest time, barely a year, Sam Wilson, the Falcon, took over as Captain America, and now Steve Rogers is going to be Captain America as well, which makes no sense to me. You're going to have two Captain Americas, but he will have a different type of shield, whereas Sam's going to keep the red, white, and blue round shield that you can throw, and it hits things, and it comes back to you. Cap's going to go back to that sort of that old-fashioned triangle-type shield. And I don't understand that. I had a bit of a discussion with a couple of the comic nerds and retailers online about that. You know, why? I mean, the reality is because a new movie's coming up and you have to have Steve Rogers back in the outfit if you want people to buy the comic. But we also know that the movies really don't affect comic sales. So why diminish Sam's role as Captain America by putting Steve back in it?
Which brings us to another topic, which is the comics of the Justice League are going to sync up now with the movies.
That's the talk. The talk is that DC is yet again going to reboot their titles. So this time they will reflect more of what the movies are like. To which I just hilariously commented online. I laughed and I died because the movies aren't that great so far.
No, the Superman movies have been terrible.
Yeah, the Man of Steel, everyone's holding out. I think the one hope I have right now is the Wonder Woman movie. It seems like Wonder Woman's going to be the one where they finally get it right.
Right. Well, and it seems like they're doing a little bit of a nod to Linda Carter's portrayal.
Right.
With a little bit of the sort of, you know, kind of shy, and they have the glasses. I mean, I don't know what I'm guessing the comic book sort of reflects that as well. But I'm excited about that one. It looks good to me. Craig showed it to me, and there's a moment where she's just full gallop on a horse, pulling her sword out, and just that blade coming out of the sheath just sounded so badass.
And it was pretty cool seeing her fighting Nazis,
a little bit.
That's like wow.
It's weird that they're trying to follow the film franchise when it's just starting to get off the ground. The Superman movie technically is the first one of this sort of new universe they're creating.
And the Green Lantern movie was supposed to be the one that set the groundwork, but because
screwed
it did so poorly, right?
It was terrible.
They decided to start with Superman.
Superman wasn't terrible.
What set this off? Was it Spider-Man? It was Batman, right? It was Christian Bale's Batman that sort of set this
off the superhero movies in general.
The Avalanche.
That was X-Men.
The first X-Men
movie did so much better than Fox expected, and I think it told everyone that we had a renewed taste for superheroes.
You're talking about the current
with Anna Paquin,
no, no,
Hugh
no,
Jackman.
The original X-Men movie, the one with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine
and Rogue, right.
And then Spider-Man. To be fair, Spider-Man was more successful and came out just a little bit after X-Men, but
I think Batman threw down the gauntlet with the Darkness.
Yeah,
my question is, how come Marvel gets it right? And DC isn't.
Interesting.
Well,
the
Batman movies were all good.
But the expansion of the universe is what I'm talking about. Marvel's got this awesome plan where they're introducing a character here or there, then they bring the character in with the other characters, and it grows, and it's actually following some of the storylines from the comics.
He's not wrong, because Agent Carter, I just watched this week's premiere, and it was so good.
Yep. It sure was.
I'm sorry, if you're not watching it, because now we're going down another rabbit hole.
No, but if we talk about
Agent Carter, Elliot, are you not watching Agent Carter?
I'm not. Look,
you should watch it.
This is a good show.
You need to watch it.
If we talk about television, though, DC is doing a great job. The things that are happening on the CW are awesome.
Yes, but they're not doing that in the movies, in my opinion.
Whereas Marvel is able to loop in the S.H.I.E.L.D. the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and mm-hmm. Agent Carter, and then loop that in with the movies. Even Samuel L. Jackson will make an appearance on S.H.I.E.L.D. I have to say, Agent Carter is such a fun adventure. She's so badass,
too. It is.
Really good.
Yeah. I love Haley Atwell. She was at C2E2 last year, and very, very popular. I just, you know, to me, I got into it, and then after a while, I was like, eh.
The series?
Yeah. But
this premiere, this week, I didn't see this past one. So good.
Okay. I'll watch that really because good. You have been on me to watch Supergirl so many times. So I finally started watching it.
Okay. When we come back, that's what we meant to get to. So we're going to wrap up with what we meant to get to, which is I told Elliot he could not come back in studio unless he watched Supergirl. More after this. Oh, by the way, we've decided to take it easy for... I'm just letting people know.
We're not going to dance?
We are going to dance.
Okay.
A little differently tonight. More after this on 720 WGN.